He would have nightmares tonight. Horrible dreams where he would thrash wildly, then wake up screaming of pain and needles and demanding that the doctors leave him alone. Sometimes, more rarely, he cried out against the darkness, complaining of suffocating and needing every light to be turned on in the house. It both fascinated Catherine and frightened her that her personal nightmare had become her son's own. Prudence would tend to him, as had Beatrice before her, and Margaret, Sonia, Chloe, and Abigail before that. So many faces, Catherine barely recalled them all. Of course, she remembered Abby, who had been the first. Jimmy had hired her when Nathan was only 1 week old. Catherine hadn't wanted a nanny. Catherine had thought she'd care for her son herself, even nurse. But a week later, she roamed the house in a sleepless daze, the baby continuously vomiting on her milk-stained breast. She couldn't sleep, she couldn't eat. She compulsively turned on lights. She held this creature so small and helpless, he mewed more than he cried, and she was overwhelmed by his sheer vulnerability, by all the things that could go wrong. Babies died. They starved. They were beaten. They died of the flu. They fell out windows. They died of SIDS. They were snatched out of cars. They were lured away from playgrounds. They were abused by priests. And there were fates worse than that. She knew of those, too. How some adults were actually excited by the cries of small children. How even a baby, a weak, helpless baby, could fall into the wrong hands and through no fault of its own become a predator's toy. How many babies were crying of hunger right now and being beaten for their trouble? How many babies were looking up, hopefully, into the eyes of their caretakers and receiving a smack to the side of the head? How many infants were born each day, innocent, boundless, sweet, only to be ruined by the very people who had given them life? She wasn't going to be able to handle this. The world was too evil and Nathan too small. He would need her, and she would fail him, and that would destroy her once and for all. She couldn't bear to hold him, but she couldn't stand to put him down. She couldn't bear to love him, but she couldn't stand to be apart. She was disintegrating into a million and a half tiny little shards, a sleep-deprived new mother roaming the halls with her newborn son and quietly falling apart. On the seventh day, Jimmy appeared with a young girl in tow. He explained it to Catherine gently, speaking slowly and using small words, which was about all she could understand. Abby would take Nathan now. Abby would feed him. Abby would tend to him. Catherine should go to bed. Jimmy had a glass of juice for her and two pills. All she had to do was swallow and things would be better. So that's how it happened the first time. Catherine traded her baby for a dose of Valium. After that, it wasn't so hard to spend a few days at a spa, then a week in Paris, 2 weeks in Rome. The first nanny arrived, and Catherine had been visiting her child ever since. Abby had done well by Nathan, gotten him on a soy-based formula that briefly settled his finicky stomach. She read him his first story, earned his first smile, watched him take his first step. In the evenings, Catherine would hear them down the hall, Abby reading Goodnight Moon in her soft, lilting voice, Nathan making small, snuggly murmurs as he curled up against her chest.